This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I've been telling you guys, get involved, get engaged, hop up to my website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The book is about all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you don't have to. You don't have to hate. We've been labeled by the left, who says that they don't believe in labels. Yeah, let that one sink in. Right? And all those things that are supposed to be terribly wrong. I mean, the white thing I can't do anything about. No more than, you know, a black person can do anything about their blacks. Well, Michael Jackson pulled it off, but that's beside the point. Anyhow, and then a right wing, what, conservative? That's terrible. That's so bad. For some of you out there who want to forget your history, good for you. But remember, it was those right wing Bible thumping white guys that pushed against slavery. Now I know that some of you are going to say, no, that's not totally true. You're right. It's not totally true. But it was white guys, Bible thumpers, that fought and died in the Civil War for your freedom. They weren't the only ones, obviously. But don't make it look, don't make it sound, don't let the left run with the narrative that we're all bad. You're believing the Bible, you're a white guy, and you're conservative, there's nothing you're going to do for a minority. It's just not true. Matter of fact, it's not even that it's not true. It's an out-and-out lie. Anyhow, always a pleasure to be with you. Now you see the shirt that I've been wearing and the one behind me on the screen, and you can find it on the website at therealside.com/store. Right? The shirt is hashtag stand. And what I'm telling you to do is stand for what you believe in. Stand for liberty. Stand for freedom. Stand with companies. Stand with people. Stand with your friends that are willing to fight for liberty and freedom. And stand against your friends, companies, and other things that do not line up, who refuse to live by the law of the land of this great country. Flush them, for lack of a better term. So someone sent us a letter talking about how the stand that they took, which is wonderful. And it has to do with the school systems, actually the higher education college system here in California. Actually, it's the University of California system. The writer goes on to say, I gave a fairly sizable donation last year, what they call a chancellor's circle level, and then read an article today. My future donations will go to a better managed, faith-focused, or conservative value charities that actually help people instead of paying overpriced administrators and many liberal fascist professors of the UC system. You guys are supporting this. You alumni from these schools that decide, hey, you know, I'm going to give back to the place that educated me and allowed me to have the living I have and to make the money I have. That's a great sentiment. But guess what? They don't exist anymore. In most cases, that school you went to that taught you capitalism, oh my God, capitalism. They taught you to make money. They taught you to be the 1% is now teaching kids to be against you people in the 1%. That nothing is sacred, nothing is real. There are no real foundations, really. Is that really the school that you want to, or an educational facility that you want to support? Like the state park systems that were very broke until they found over $50 million in hidden funds. I wonder how many other state agencies are squirreling away money, the writer says. Maybe enough to avoid all of these new tax increases that are being forced on the taxpayer. And actually, that's one comment I probably beg to differ with. Right? Obviously, by voting these guys in, most of the taxpayers allowed this to happen to themselves. Seriously. This is like wrong at every level. So, anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This state is broken in so many ways. It's broken from a sack step. I mean, these guys in Sacramento are just running out of their mind. There is nothing there for them to support. There's nothing there for us to support. They get up there, they make all these promises once they get there, it's all over. Now, the article the writer was talking about was something that was recently in the LA Times. And it says, University of California's administration is paying excessive salaries and mishandling funds. Now, that's according to a state audit. This isn't a right-wing whacktoid audit. This is not from their own people. The administration of the University of California system pays top workers salaries and benefits significantly higher than that of similar state employees. And they failed to disclose to the Board of Regents and the public that they had $175 million in budget reserve. Wow. It's there trying to raise tuition. Now, where's the outcry? See, if these were Republicans trying to cut back on taxes or cut back on fees, right, to stop subsidizing these youngins so much, boy, there'd be an outcry. Every kid would walk out of class. They would destroy the campus. They would leave stuff all over the place. Right? So where's their outcry on this? Where's their outcry on the liberal professors, the liberal administration at that college that squirreled away $175 million and told you that they couldn't afford to keep the kids coming unless they raise tuition? Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you comment, whether it be on Facebook, whether it be on the website, because we also have a live chat room going on the website as well. So I do appreciate the time that you spend with me there also. So... There's a boatload of these millennial stories that are popping up. So anyway, talking about a letter that we got, be up on the Real Side website here shortly, or before the end of the night, and how someone who used to, I don't know, give to or donate to the UC system, school in particular, decided no more. They're not going to do it. And the reason they're not going to do it is because they've been lied to. You can't lie to the people that are feeling sorry for you, or they're trying to help you out, or they think by giving you money it's going to make you do better, and then they find out that you've squirreled away all kinds of money that you're not telling anybody about, and you're really not hurting. And then as far as students at the school goes, they should be, well, protesting. I won't say rioting, because I don't want to promote that, not at all. But they need to be protesting in the halls and out in the walkways and everything on college campuses. Because here's a school that has $175 million in surplus, and they're telling the kids that they need, yes, kids. You see how they act, they're kids. They're telling the kids that they need to raise tuition because they can't afford to run the school anymore, or the way they're running it. I get the biggest kick out of that. You've got $175 million squirreled away somewhere, and you haven't got enough money to buy the school. I don't understand it. How many drugs are you taking on that campus? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Get back to you. So this is the University of California system. Now, the audit triggered dispute with the UC president, Janet Napolitano, who said the charges of hidden funds were false, while two members of the UC Board of Regents charged recommendations to give the legislature budget authority over the office of the president, encroachment on UC's constitutional powers. Now, I never knew this, but that college is a constitutional, state of California, constitutional right. Now, among the sticking points, the auditors believe that the region should contract with an independent third party that can assist the regents in monitoring a three-year corrective action plan. Now, the audit of the Office of the President also found that it failed to satisfactorily justify its spending on system-wide initiatives that inappropriately screened surveys submitted by auditors to campus officials, which means they didn't give them what they wanted. A report concludes that the Office of the President has a mass substantial reserve funds, used misleading budgeting practices, provided its employees with generous salaries and atypical benefits, and failed to satisfactorily justify its spending on a system-wide initiatives. Now, State Auditor Elaine Howell wrote to Governor Jerry Brown and the legislature, "Furthermore, when we sought independent perspective from the campuses about the quality and cost of services and programs, the Office of the President provides to them, the Office of the President intentionally interfered with our audit process." What do you got to hide? I mean, seriously, if you got nothing to hide, what do you care? Here's the books. My laundry's in that drawer. Check me out. Got nothing to hide. The auditor said that because of the recent tuition hike, she recommended the Office of the President should refund available funds in the reserves by returning them to the campuses for the benefit of the students. Ralph Washington Jr., president of the UC Students Association, and if any reserve money is found, it should go to help students, possibly by killing the tuition increase or helping students who are starving or homeless. But he's also concerned that legislators may use the audit to say the UC doesn't need so much general fund money. And you know what? If they've been able to save $175 million, which I'm sure some of that is taxpayer money, they're getting grant money and other things from kids and others, that's not right. That money can go somewhere else. And they're paying for what? Oh, yeah. That's California-wide. Yes, dear. Students definitely don't want their tuition to go up, he said. Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, a Democrat from Paramount, who serves on the Board of Regents, said the audit requires more inquiry. Right, yes. We need more time to let it simmer down and hide it all from the public. That's Joe's words, not his. The audit of the UC Office of the President appears to have uncovered the same kind of budgetary misrepresentations and executive excess that we've seen before with the State Parks Department and Public Utilities Commission and Governor Moonbeam. These guys are just amazing. You know, there's a line, I'm going to find it on YouTube one of these days, where John Kerry, on an open mic, says, these guys are crooks. And he was talking about George H.W., right? And he was calling them a bunch of crooks. Look at what these guys just did for the last 8 years there. And Kerry's daughter's company, or the company she works for, somehow got a $6 million grant that they really didn't qualify for. Interesting on that. She just happened to work there. You know how those things happen when you have tens of thousands of people apply for the grant from a federal government and you're somewhere buried in the middle of all that. There were much more deserving companies and somehow you got it. That was cool. What a coincidence. That's not dirty at all. The audit was requested by legislators concerned about high tuition and complaints of a bloated administration overseeing the UC system. Now, you know that there were probably many that were complaining about that at the lower ranks, because they know what took place. The reserve included $32 million in unspent funds that I received from an annual charge levied on the campuses, funds that campuses could have spent on students, so said the audit. The auditors also said salaries paid to those in the president's office are much higher than the pay of comparable positions in other state government jobs. Now, Napolitano, if you remember that name, we'll talk about that in the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Grover, senior host. You'll see the real side of GCN Life. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
We are back. I'm Cuban Pete. I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate you, the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Something caught my eye. You know, we've been told that the migrants, that's what they call them in Europe, by the way, they call them migrants, that the migrants don't add any real trouble. You know, crime rate doesn't really rise with migrants or illegals or whatever you want to call them. However, Germany is finally fessed up to the fact that in the areas the migrants have moved into, crime has risen 50%. Just a coincidence, though. That's what they'll tell you on the left. You wait and watch. The left is going to tell you it's just a coincidence. It really doesn't mean anything. What do you think of that? But we already knew they were going to do that, right? Let me finish up the story in the Los Angeles Times about, you know, the person who wrote us about now they're not giving money to the UC system. And I hope so many other more see this. Because the head, the president of the UC system got in the way of, right, they got in the way of an audit that was supposed to be done. Well, if you're not hiding anything, what do you care about the audit? Anyway, as they pushed through, they found the auditors found many, many, many issues, including the ones, the $135 million that squirreled away somewhere. Right? Many didn't like a lot of the options that were put forth, the cleanup recommendations that were put forth. Yeah, these guys never want to do anything to fix the issue, the problem. Some of them will admit there's a problem, but we've been doing it their way. You know, that's how the left does it. They do it their way, they do it their way, we're in trouble. They do it their way, they do it their way, we're in trouble. People start to revolt and push back. They say, yeah, we have to fix it, not a big deal. We'll take care of it. But how they want to fix it is to do it their way. It's no different when Chuck Schumer finally realized the Dems had lost so many seats and so much. He turned around and said, you know, hey, we're going to get behind President Trump. We'll work with him as long as he legislates like a Democrat. And why Trump didn't just slap him in the forehead and go, hey, you lost. Hey, I just don't get it. The recommendations to the UC president's office are helpful, Napolitano wrote. We welcome this constructive input, which aligns with our proactive efforts to continually improve UCOP's operations, and UCOP intends to implement the recommendations sometime. Not the first time this has happened, people. And then she does nothing to fix it. Or they do nothing to fix it. Why? Because there's taxpayer money available. And the state will prop them up, and the state will make sure it works. Administrative salaries amounted to $2.5 million, more than the maximum annual salary ranges for the comparable state employees. An account manager maximum annual salary is $169,000 at UC, compared to $156,000 for other state employees. An information system manager can make $258,000 with the UC, but only $150,000 with other state agencies. The audit said 10 executives in the office of president, whose compensation we analyzed, were paid a total of $3.7 million in the fiscal year, 2014-15, over $700,000 more than the combined salaries of their highest paid counterparts. It just gets worse. How much money they're allowed per diem, how much money they're given in expenses, or allowed to spend in expenses. You know, when you have $175 million in the bank, nobody cares, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, let's hit the millennial story. They're so screwed. They really are. Now, most millennials, they're finding it hard to transition into adulthood. Oh, poor people. We all had a hard time transitioning into adulthood. I mean, in our own way. But these guys are out now. They're just out. By his 20s, Kyle Kaler imagined that he would be living on his own, nearing a college degree and on his way to a job that fulfilled him. Instead of 21, he found himself out of school living with his parents. Think of that. He's a manager at a fast food restaurant. He's scraping everything he can together. He's living hand to mouth. He's living at home. What's to scrape together? Parents aren't going to let you go hungry. He says, launching into adulthood has been a little tricky. Why? I mean, seriously. I'm not going to be the parents, but I am going to be the parents. What did you do? What didn't you do? What did you allow him to suffer with so he doesn't know how to deal with some of the negativity going on in and around his life? He dropped out of Lincoln Christian University in Illinois. It's a scenario that's become far too common for millennials. That's according to a new census report out last week. They revealed staggering statistics on millennials. Here's one. Write this down. The report shows that young men like Kaler, who make less than $22,000, have fallen by the wayside when it comes to income. In 1975, only 20% of men aged 25 to 34 had incomes of less than $30,000. Well, that's my day. Yes, I'm an old man. I was trying to figure out quickly how much I made back then, but I don't know. By 2016, see, I was in like my last year or two of high school. And I was making, when I was a senior in high school, I made about $300 a week. Yes. I worked a night job. That is a product of shrinking blue-collar economy, said Anthony Carvalho, director of the Center of Education and Workforce, a nonprofit institute at Georgetown University. Traditionally, men occupy most positions in industries such as manual labor and construction work, but with those mostly gone, male wages have hit harder than ever before. Right, these are jobs that they keep telling us that Americans won't do. They'll do it when they want to feed their families. Women who started off behind but excelled in school and college. Now, this just came to my mind, right? So they go to these work centers where they have to show they look for work. Why can't we force them after so many weeks not being able to find a job in their field before they get another welfare check that they have to do some manual labor? They have to take some of these jobs that everybody else is getting, that illegals are getting that they're not paying into. Ah, Men are more easily drawn away from schooling by blue-collar jobs because they pay $20,000 to $25,000 right out of high school, which is, I don't know, some of those menial jobs pay a lot more than that. Now, but the issue goes far beyond men when it comes to what they, what many may perceive as a failure to launch. Remember that movie? In 2015, one-third of about 24 million adults ranged from 18 to 34 live with their parents. Living in an independent household is expensive, and the ability to do so hinges in part on young adults' economic resources as well as the cost of rent and home ownership. 81% of those who lived at home are either working or going to school. One in four between 25 and 34 are idle, meaning they ain't doing nothing but playing video games. Time to show them the door. Right, son, you've just heard what's behind door number one. There you go. Let me help you out to the car. Oh, you don't have a car. Let me help you out to the bus. Here's a roll of quarters. Have fun. Seriously. I mean, at what point do you help these kids move forward? And they are kids at that point. If you've not taught them, shame on you. If you've not taught them from a very young age how to take care of themselves. Seriously. You know, and I still believe this to be true. You know, so some of these organizations claim that you need to go to college to take care of yourself. Well, you don't. There's a lot of people making very, very good living not going to college. I know plumbers that are making as much money as attorneys are, with one-eighth of the debt. California has its way. That's going to be hard, too, because they're killing internships out here. So plumbers and such who need those internships, or it helps them anyway, are not going to be able to do them anymore because of the way the state writes their laws out here. Don't sit in your house. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Come on back. A lot more after the break. We'll wrap up what you might or might not have learned tonight and how much money illegals get in taxes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, being part of the conversation, being part of the issue. No, solution. Yeah, can't be part of the issue. What? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and being involved in the conversation and just being involved in pushing it forward. I look at all these stories that we got, and we shouldn't have this many stories, you know? It really is crazy. Anyway, our millennials are in so much trouble, you guys. We've done it to them, too. No, we, you know what I said, we've done it to them. We haven't pushed them out there. We haven't forced them to learn how to take care of themselves. You know, if your son calls you in the middle of the night and says, hey, what's a tire iron? The next sound he should hear is click. Okay? Because the directions are in the glove box. That's number one. Number two is most high schools still have automotive class. Can we teach our kids to do stuff? Seriously. Now, you know how I tell you guys, I want you out there. I want you to work hard. I want you to support your children. Save your children. Well, guess what? An Illinois school, Illinois, of all places, cancels mandatory white privilege lessons after 800 parents showed up at a board meeting. God bless those parents. I love those parents. I wish I had those parents in my district. So in Winnetka, Illinois, an affluent Chicago area, school is dumping its mandatory white privilege day for all students after hundreds of parents flooded the school board meeting. God bless them. I mean that seriously. Seriously. If I had the time, the energy, the money, I'd go visit that place and I would shake every one of their hands. I'm not joking. Okay, what are you doing? I wonder why I hate computers. See what it said? They're gone. See you later. Have a nice day. Oh, there it is. Back now. All right. New Trier High School Assistant Superintendent Tim Hayes put the kibosh on a second mandatory all-school, mandatory, anyway, on a second mandatory all-school seminar day at the April school board meeting after more than 800 parents showed up to a meeting in February to complain about this year's event. The parents' complaints about the seminar's widely liberal slant and unbalanced focus on white privilege, the theory of white privilege, and on the same day, more than 950 students skipped the event, which featured seminars like Who's Civil Rights? Trans People of Color Navigating the U.S., Western Bias in Science, Black Economics 101, 21st Century Voter Suppression, and so many others. For Black Economics 101, for example, rapper, entertainer, and activist John the Author explored systematic racism in relation to building a black business and artist presence in minority communities, according to the event agenda. Really, how many rappers are like pasty white that are on top? Really, if you took the, because you know, they're always talking about percentages and all that. So let's take the top 50 rappers. I'd like to know how many of the 50 are white. John the Author musical includes the inspirational lyrics. You ready for this one? I mean, these are the songs that your kids are listening to. So part, one set of his lyrics are, "That's when I look to the Lord, and when he tells me to kill, that's when I reach for my sword. Die, MF-er, die." Which is exactly what all my high school kid listening to. Betsy Hart, spokesman for the group's parents, especially in school. Think of it. Gives it credibility. Betsy Hart, spokesman for the group's parents of the new Trier that was formed to oppose the white privilege lessons, described the decision not to hold the event next year as a wise move. We want to make sure you school board members stay in your seats. What happened this year was so divisive, best not to repeat it, she told the North Cook News. Instead, Hayes said officials plan to hold a homeroom activity for students on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's wise to do a focus on Martin Luther King on MLK Day during the extended advisories, which is what's being considered. And of course, gives us some positive role models, positive enforcement. Hayes told the news site that only 5% of students who attended the 2017 all-school seminar day disagreed with the viewpoints presented, though all of the students who disagreed didn't show up for the event. No, you need to have those, and more often, so we can skip school and you can't find us. God. Early this month, North Cook News reported findings from a Freedom of Information Act request to the district that shows New Tier High School has spent at least $108,000 on white privilege. Think about that. And these aren't conferences, seminars, and other things along that. Right? They also spent part of that money with a firm in Massachusetts that deals with educational equity and diversity. Because all, they've been spending this money all the way back to 2011. God. The new site also uncovered nearly $90,000 in payments to the Pacific Education Group between January 2011 and the last summer for professional development that included diversity training for dozens of teachers. PEG is a San Francisco-based education consulting group led by Glenn Singleton that focuses relentlessly on white privilege. I want you to hear that again. A San Francisco-based education consulting group who is led by Glenn Singleton focuses relentlessly on white privilege because that's all that exists. That's the only issue that we have in schools. In order to uncover personal and institutional biases that prevent all students, especially students of color, from reaching their fullest potential. Now, the local news source highlighted PEG's work in hundreds of school districts across the nation, often through lucrative six-figure contracts with cash-strapped inner-city schools. If it's such a great thing, never mind. A small sample of the districts that contracted with PEG in 2014-15 revealed 11 school districts paid PEG's total of $1.56 million, including seven with six-figure contracts: Lawrence, Kansas; Osseo, Minnesota; Bellevue, Washington; Pittsburgh; Baltimore County; Maryland; Corvallis; Oregon; St. Paul; Minnesota. All were part of this group. They list a total of 183 client schools. Just amazing. No, I mean that seriously. Just amazing. You know, you look at this stuff and you say, white privilege in high school. Why is that a thing? Right? Because we already have some tensions in high school between blacks and whites, whites and Hispanics. So is it to gin up this action? Is it to create violence? Is it to create tension so they can prove there is tension? You have to ask these questions. Because they're trying to fix something that doesn't exist. And then they're going to have a rapper who writes about violence, teach you about white privilege. He screams about it. I don't know. These people make no sense. This is academia, people. These people are teaching your children. They have your kids 8 hours a day. Right? Come on, give it some thought. They have your kids 8 hours a day. That is scary. I wouldn't want them having my kids 8 hours a day. I know it's kind of hard to not make that happen, unless you're homeschool or something along those lines. But God, this is just nuts. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate it. Don't call now, because I won't answer. We're done. We're almost done. We're close enough to done to be done. All right, look, I told you about the plight of conservative talk show hosts, radios, and writers, and all that other fun stuff. So hopefully within the next few days, I will have up on my website a way for you guys to help in a small way. You know, skip a hamburger once a month. Help, in a way, move the show forward financially. We're putting on more stations. Equipment is always a need and all that other stuff. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not halfway to Rush Limbaugh. I don't make the millions of dollars a day that he makes. But I do very much appreciate the time you spend with me. I do very much appreciate being able to share some of these stories with you. And as many of you have written in the chat room or the Facebook feed, I do enjoy keeping it real. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Hopefully you're here too.